Hello and welcome to Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and today we're exploring how culture and agriculture intervene to aspire sustainability. In this episode, we highlight the Nugal Padi, dance from Indonesia, a vibrant tradition celebrating a cultural cycle from planting seeds to the rice harvest. Performed during the opening ceremony of the World Food Forum flagship event 2024, it reflects the deep bond between farmers, the land, and the abundance it provides. Join us as we delve into its powerful dance, connect heritage and sustainability, offering lessons for the future of agri-food systems. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Food for the Future podcast. I'm Alexandra, your host, and it's so lovely to have you all here. First of all, actually, I would like if you could give us a short introduction of yourself. Tell us a bit more about you, about dance you are performing here at the World Food Forum, so we can start in a circle, let's say.
Hi, my name is Pram. I came from Indonesia here to do an exchange. So all of us here are exchange students, and we had the opportunity to perform here in the World Food Forum. We're performing a Dayak dance called Nunggal Padi, and I'm going to head it over to my friend to let her introduce herself as well.
Okay, hi, my name is Nurul Maina, and just call me Muti, and I came from Indonesia, which is in Sumatra Island.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maureen, and I'm actually an accounting student, but I'm not studying that here because I want a break from counting. And I've been dancing since I was a child, so it's nice to have the opportunity to dance again, especially in Rome, which is far away. And yeah, I'm going to pass the mic to my friend over here.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is Janice. I'm from Jakarta, Indonesia, and I'm studying in Bali, which is a majoring in veterinary medicine, but as well, same as Maureen, in Rome, I'm studying a completely different subject than what I'm majoring in Indonesia. But yeah, I do love the opportunity that I was given to dance the Indonesian traditional dance here in Rome, especially in such a huge event such as the World Food Forum. So I'm very grateful to be able to be here today.
Yeah, we're very honored.
Okay, last but not least, there's me. I'm Joanne. I came from Indonesia, just like my friends, and I'm studying at Sapienza, majoring in Global Humanities. And actually, I'm very glad that I got the chance to dance in the World Food Forum opening, because I love to dance like since I was little, just like Maureen. So yeah, this brings back so much memories to me.
Talking about a traditional Indonesian dance, it actually promotes awareness of agricultural practices and the importance of your goddess in Indonesia. So can you tell us more about that?
Well, actually, our dance is called Nunggal Padi. Mm-hmm. And the movement of the dance actually depicts people harvesting. So like, you have this one movement where you're like cutting the plant, and then you have another movement where you're drying the rice. So it's very interesting, and I've actually been informed that because Indonesia we have so much traditional dances, so it's actually really interesting to find out the meaning of each movement. So every day we'll learn something new. And also for our goddess, in Javanese culture, there is this goddess called Dewi Sri, and she is actually the symbol of prosperity, abundance, and she is a really important figure in agriculture for the Javanese people. And the thing is, it's actually really interesting because Nunggal Padi is from Kalimantan, which is like the North Island in Indonesia, and Java is at the south. So it's really fascinating to have like two islands that are like really far away having the same beliefs with agriculture and, you know, sharing the same respect for nature in terms of making sure that their agricultural practices are, you know, involving the community and respecting Mother Nature.
And when it comes to traditional dance that you have, and it's for me, it's quite inspiring how it's connected to agriculture, and it makes a real sense that you're here dancing for people from all around the world. So my question is, how can traditional performances be used as a platform to actually educate and communicate about the sustainable farming practices and environmental conversations?
Oh, that is an interesting question. I think with traditional dances, especially in Indonesia, every movement that we have, it's very they have a lot of meaning. So we have dances that depict wars, we have dances that depict family and things like that, and dances depicting agriculture is none different. So I think it could be a powerful media, you know, spreading awareness through art, through our dances, regarding how agriculture is very important, how it's a part of our life and it's very essential to our well-being. Janice wants to say something.
As well as with performing traditional dances into the global forum, it's a way to us to introduce our cultures as well, because Indonesia has lots of cultures that are different right from across the islands. So it's incredible that we have the chance today to represent our culture, well, one of the many of our cultures here from Indonesia.
Amazing. And I agree that art and dance is one of the best ways to show, actually, and educate people in more fun and engaging way. So when it comes to that, what role do cultural tradition play in building partnerships among countries to address global sustainability challenges?
Well, I think it's a medium for us, like, to show them that we address, like, sustainability in terms of agricultural through our dance, so they know that as, like, indigenous people in Indonesia, we all value the agricultural sustainability, and we are actually promoting it now, like, through our dances. Maybe we're not included as the indigenous people, but we all value the same thing, because we are the consumers of the agriculture practices. So we also have to, like, educate through our dances, like, in this kind of forum, we can, like, show the global scale that we are actually very care about the agricultural, the environment, and also the Mother Nature in Indonesia.
In my opinion, sharing cultures, it creates some kind of, like, a bridge between different countries. It shows an effort to understand each other, to understand each other's background, to have a mutual respect. Because without knowing each other's culture and backgrounds, I think we're both standing at different point of views, and everyone is thinking it differently. So by sharing our culture, we're trying to understand each other and create mutual respect and understanding, and it helps with the partnerships, because when you understand other culture, you can understand other point of views. You have more respect to each other. Like, you can understand other people. So, like, you're not thinking about yourself, but a lot of people at the same time.
If I may add, recently, sure. this morning, Joan, Muti, and I, we had a Meet the Artist event, and we got the chance to meet with so many people from different cultures who actually performed in this World Food Forum. I think they perform on Monday or maybe throughout the week, and they actually shared so many interesting things. So I think art and culture building partnership, as Pram has already said as well, it can build very powerful bridges, because we met a girl from, she's from Maori descent.
Hawaii.
Yeah, she's from Hawaii. Her name was Pumahana, and she shared so many things about how people in her culture are a bit distanced from their traditional foods because of colonization. And then we met Francis, who was from Australia, and he was actually really annoyed that white people don't have songs that are talking about food and everything, and he was inspired to create those type of music and art. And I think it's just a really nice moment that we can share and, you know, connect with one another because we're sharing something in common.
Well, that's lovely to hear. I have one additional question, and that would be, how do you as Indonesian use culture as universal language to promote sustainable agriculture?
As a cultural anthropology student, I realized that culture is a part of us. You can see culture every day in everything, and agricultural sector in Indonesia, it has been big ever since 1,000 years ago. We've been an agricultural society. A lot of our cultures, they have agricultural elements in them, because up until now, the majority of Indonesians are farmers and fishermen, and they provide a lot of food for everyone, and we're showing it in our culture. A lot of our dances, our rituals, they're all related to agriculture because they're a big part of us.
I think if I may, what Pram, adding to Pram what has said, like our dance itself, Nunggal Padi, representing farmers, harvesting rice and everything, it shows that we as Indonesian are very respectful towards whatever we're doing, especially in terms of agriculture. We have lots of ceremonies and rituals that are just like, I don't know what's the word in English, persembahan, like offering to the gods that thank you so much for giving us this abundance of food that we can eat and we can share with our community. It's such a really big part of Indonesia, actually. And Joan, you want to add something?
Yeah, about the sustainability. Actually, the Nunggal Padi dance is a prayer that we can harvest more rice and like having like a sustainable production of rice. So I might say that that also contributes to the sustainability of our environment and also our agricultural production in Indonesia.
Your dance is promoting being, let's say, more mindful of the food consumption, the way you use it, the way you produce it. It's truly inspiring. And for the last question, I want to ask you, us as youth, being aware about the importance of being here to, let's say, foster the change of agri-food transformation. Do you have any advice for the youth that you would like to share?
Okay, I might say that we must be mindful about like our food consumption because, food waste is very crucial thing here in the world. And I think if we got the chance, we got the opportunity to enjoy food, it's an advantage for us. So don't take it for granted and, you know, be mindful with what are you consuming so we don't have like any waste. Maybe you want to add?
Maybe a message for me is to try to research and find out where your food came from, because I think not only just preventing food waste, but I think in a way to contribute into the sustainability, especially in agriculture, I do believe finding out where the source of the food came from, where it was harvested, if it was harvested in the sustainable way, I think it's really important because it can help promote people who are sustainable and also bring recognition to people around the world that it's important to not be mindful just what you're consuming, but also watch where you get it, the food from. Yeah, maybe
that. In Indonesia, we can also like support the local farmers, like buying directly from them instead of buying from like third party, so that we can support like the sustainability of their business also.
Other than going local, supporting your local farmers and local fishermen, I think it's also important to consume the seasonal products. So focus on consuming the products that are available during their season and make up and use whatever things you can find. Make use of them to their full. And then just you can diversify your food by focusing on the seasonal products and try to appreciate the seasonal products during their season. It can reduce a lot of carbon footprint when you go local and you appreciate seasonal products as well.
Maybe a little bit message for me to the youth people is like everything in this world is a source from like plants and also animals. So I think it's not just about the food, but about what we use and what we wear. It's like we need to be mindful for all of these products, because just be mindful for using all of it.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time.